Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 8, talking about the ability, the involvement in mitzvahs, and talking about danger or not. They asked Rav, those sons of the academy, students who will still have need of their teacher are called sons of the academy, Rashi points out in the notes. Those sons of the academy who live in villages in the plains, what should they do in regard to their coming to the academy early in the morning before dawn or after darkness has fallen in the evening? Should they fear the harmful forces that prevail at night? Or will they be protected because they are on their way to study Torah? So Rav says, he said to them, let them come on my account, the responsibility rests on my neck, and they will certainly be protected in the merit of the mitzvah. And the Gemara goes on to say that one may go back after dark, and Rav says, I don't know, but the Gemara quotes an Amorite statement to resolve this. It was stated, Rav Elazar said, Shaluchai mitzvah eina nizakin. Those sent to perform a mitzvah are not harmed, lo b'halichasan v'lo b'chazirasan, neither on their way to do the mitzvah nor on their return. The very famous statement, Shaluchai mitzvah eina nizakin, those sent to perform a mitzvah are not harmed, neither on their way nor on their return. This statement in and of itself just speaks about today's lesson. This statement in itself, when you're involved in a mitzvah, you can't be harmed, neither on the way nor coming back. It reminds me of the famous story. I think I read it in one of the Maggid books or one of those storybooks. Somebody was going on the way. They happened to be rushing on the way, and they were speeding, and they were terrified that they were going to get a ticket. I believe this is a story. If not, then it's a euphemism. We'll use it as, and the cop comes over, and he pulls him over, and he's about to give them a ticket, but he sees the great sage with the guy who's driving him over there, and in the end, he doesn't write them a ticket, just wishes them a good day, and tells them to be careful. And the guy turns to the rabbi, and he says, didn't you think you'd get a ticket? And the rabbi says, no, because the Gemara says in Pesachim, Shaluchai mitzvah eina nizakin. We're on the way to do a mitzvah. We're going to be mevaker chola, or doing a shiva kol or something, whatever mitzvah they're involved in. If you're involved in a mitzvah, Hashem will take care of you. So the obvious implication is do as many mitzvahs as possible every day so the merit of the mitzvahs can protect you. They say, tzedakah tatzim mamaves. Being involved in tzedakah saves from death. And that's why we say, teshuva tefillah tzedakah mavir nisro gezerah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. Because when you're involved in charity, when you're involved in davening and when you're involved in repentance, involved in good deeds and introspection every day, especially when you do mitzvahs every day, that's the best source of merit. That's the best source of way that you could try to protect yourself. We only have 120 years on this earth. Why not use those days of those years involved in mitzvahs, not only because we're doing good and spreading good in the world, but maybe on some merit, it could also be a further protecting for us. It could be a further way that Hashem will protect us. If we're involved in mitzvahs throughout the day, we're involved in Torah learning and chesed, and involved in different mitzvahs, maybe that'll be a way that Hashem could protect us from anything around us. You know, David HaMelech says in Tehillim Chav Gimel, Gam ki elech begeitz ha'mavetz lo yirak yami itaim ata'im adim, that we're always protected. Hashem is always with us. We might worry, we might fear, but if we're involved in mitzvahs, we're involved in doing the right thing, then hopefully Hashem will protect us throughout the days, especially involved in mitzvahs every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 9 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.